Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow down. Hey guys, for today's episode, we are sharing something from our Podtron account.
JimandSab.com.
Yeah. So we have an exclusive thing. That's
once a month, yes. Si Sab kasi holds these talks.
Or life these coaching sessions. Yeah. And it's live for people who want to join through the Zoom. And Danny was the one who raised her hand. And she has graciously said yes. Graciously allowed us to share this on the public podcast. This is about her and her struggles with her mom, who is, in her words, did she say this? But in her words,
controlling.
Was very helicopter, would wait for her to finish at work and would be super meddling with her relationships, telling her who to date, even, basta, maraming stuff. She shared it. She was very vulnerable and she was a great coachee. So I hope you guys take something away from this. And if you want to join live next time, go to jimandsab.com and sign up, because 100% of your subscriptions go to our heroes of the month.
Awesome. Enjoy the show.
So today, actually, yes, 2 days ago, AV and I decided, you know what? Let's do like a talk about managing overwhelm. But I think when we asked for questions about overwhelm, I think there was a miscommunication. So the questions that we actually received, So we're going to deal with that. And then maybe for next month, I'm going to do like a talk on how to manage overwhelm. How does that sound? Yeah. And again, I'm saying actually a lot. That's weird. I think it's because it's really cold here. Ooh. Is our first coachee here? Yay! Hi, Danny. Oh, there you are. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, Danny. So you're the first one who sent us your letter. So I guess it is about overwhelm. Kasi, is that how you're feeling about the situation?
Yeah. I'm quite
hi,
very overwhelmed.
Hi.
She's working on your cam. I love it. Yay, I'm talking to a person. Okay.
I'm quite overwhelmed with the situation right now since there are a lot of things going on. Yeah. Most especially like everything's quite happening all around this year talaga. And that's why.
Pwede mo ikwento for everyone to do you want me to read it or do you wanna
you could read it.
Ako na lang, sure ka? O sige, tapos if I'm missing anything or then we'll talk about it. So basahin ko to while you're here. Like, it's weird. Okay, sige, game. Should I read it as you? Charot.
You could.
Then walang acting involved. Okay, so this is something that Danny sent us. Trigger warning, this involves depression. So she's 25 years old. She's an only child with a single mom. And her mom has been her partner in crime since she has been her only family. And is it okay? I'm okay to read all of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Sige. I'm gonna shift to reading it as I got it, okay? I had been diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder, severe depression and anxiety since the year 2015. June of this year, we had tackled how much I'm too attached with my mom and how clearly I never had the opportunity to decide on my own. I had that awakening that I had been so depressed because all my decisions in life is solely based on what my mom wanted. I've been so anxious because I'd always try to impress her or at least make her feel validated. It became a breaking point that I realized I'm not my own person, but she has been controlling / manipulative. When I was a kid, it was fine, but when I turned older, she needs to be a coach na lang. I started to build my own happiness. But then she takes it all negatively and became more strict and became a helicopter mom, and it's getting worse. I'd been deciding everything based on what my mom would like. For example, I went to the yellow school graduating in a degree I clearly don't like. With all my work, it's her who picked kung saan ako mag-work, and she tries to befriend all my workmates. When I hang out with my friends, she would want to be with us as well. And lastly, she would meddle into my romantic relationships, to the fact that when my ex-boyfriend and I would date, she would be with us even sleeping in one bed sometimes. Mind you, sleeping only, guys. To the fact that when she doesn't like the guy, she is highly confident that I would break up with this person, since my conscience would break once I feel like she would be disappointed in me. Now, when she became very strict, she opens her CCTV constantly. She would want to check my phone constantly without my consent. I woke up with her using my thumb to access my phone. She'd been in my work nonstop, as in nasa parking lot lang namin siya, dun na siya natutulog. I'm in night shift, by the way. When she's busy, she would pay manong guard to tell her what I had been doing. And lastly, she had been awfully mistreating the guy I'm dating, to the fact that he told her that if he would want to date me, we are a package. She must be in the relationship too. She even would go to the gym or my dance classes to see if I'm really there. And she would even try to hop in my new hobbies. I quite need advice. I really don't know what to do. I feel choked up and nasasakal na ako. This is... gosh, this is a lot.
Yeah. Everything's like happening. Even like currently, kakaalis ko lang. I just knocked up. I even took out like the CCTV and she was saying, sira daw yata yung CCTV and all that. Sabi ko, hindi niya alam na. I took it off just for me to sneak a little. Because I was just gonna buy lunch. Yeah. It's like...
so are you at home right now?
Yeah.
And so you obviously you live together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We live together, and I was actually sometimes like bringing up like could I most probably like move out, but yeah, she's not really into that moving out thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a lot to process. Hearing it read back to you like that? Like, what are you feeling?
I'm quite much awakened right now, since like things happened yesterday as well that kind of piled up. Like, now she's kind of meddling with some of my friends. Like, she's quite being judgmental of my friends, and she's asking me to like leave some of my friend groups, and I quite feel bad about it, and like parang I don't have really much control, and actually I while writing that I really tried to like put my complete presence that I'd be in. Oh, without that much of an emotional state, so I wouldn't be biased that I would, I'd feel bad. Like I could be like very overwhelmed in writing things, because like all negative siya. Pero I'm like during the time that I'm trying to like process everything while writing that, kumbaga, I'm in a clear state of mind. And it's quite hard then kasi that it took me a while for me to notice things kasi I don't really want to like say something bad about my mom. That's why the time I was with my psych before, I wasn't that much open. Like, that was 2015, but right now lang ako naging open with things, because I guess it took me so long for me to like absorb that I could trust people with stuff like this. And yeah.
So when did you start, when you got diagnosed, that's when are you actively doing therapy now?
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah. Okay. I switched doctors. I had three doctors already, but my third doctor, I kind of like felt that I could really trust her, and she's trying to bring this holistic approach that you, it's not all about the meds. It's really like trying to change up the environment. And she was actually telling me that she noticed that I'm quite enmeshed with my mom since day one, but she just doesn't want to break it in. She would want for me to see it.
Yeah.
And that's why I guess it's quite like a good process for me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would also think quite badly since, lalo na if it's an everyday thing and my mom would sometimes like bicker with me, I wouldn't feel good about it. And at the same time, I would feel like I disobey her and disappoint her from time to time. So around, it's like a choice between my happiness or her happiness. So
So can I ask you, how when you feel like you're gonna disappoint her, what is the exact thought? So I'm gonna disappoint her, so blank.
I would actually, that's like one of my bad thing that I would usually do. Like I would blame myself. And like I guess that's how like my depression would trigger. Not like I would do sorry, this is a trigger warning, but I would do self-harm, but and I would often blame myself. That's why I guess it's quite hard lang kasi parang it's an after effect from what she does sa akin. I would constantly blame myself that she's feeling bad. And that's why the things are getting better right now. It like I've been the last time I did something bad with myself, it was like February pa. And I'm trying to like pull things in, but things are still overwhelming day by day. And like things are getting worse.
Okay. I'm so glad that you joined us today and that you're so open to talking about this and that you are very aware that there is something that needs to be worked on. That's the first step. The worst thing is to just not do anything about it, right? Kasi parang oh, may na feel akong may mali, pero okay lang, like I don't want to feel it, so like let's just not. So right now you're here, you're being vulnerable, it's not comfortable talking about it, it feels like we're betraying our parent when we're talking about these things, but I want you to know it's not like let's try to keep it na parang it's not a personal attack on your mom, and it's a very So a few months back, I actually did a workshop here on Patreon about the different archetypes of childhood trauma. But first disclaimer, I am doing coaching. That's what I try to do. That's why I asked Danny about therapy, because that is not what I do. And I feel like it's a two-way, but it works hand in hand. Therapy is for your past. That's, I leave that to your therapist. And coaching is more for moving forward in your future. So there are some times na parang kaya namang coaching lang, but then there are other times that, and I feel like you fall under this category, that there is a lot of things to be worked on about your past. And even if I am not a therapist, I shall wear my feeling therapist hat. And just kind of for the sake, I'm sure you've heard this na, but for the sake of everyone else who is here live right now, I did want to just quickly talk about yung mga sinasabi mo na self-blame, which is that is most often a symptom of having an emotionally immature parent. So there is a book that I've been itching to read. It's called Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents. So let's read that together. but I know exactly, gusto ko lang sabihin na I know exactly what you mean now. Now there are some things that I feel like I keep inside because I feel like it would be a betrayal of my parents if I talk about it, in the same way as you, I had to go through a couple of therapists to find one that I really felt like I could trust and be open with. And I'm so glad that you found that and that she's really doing well with your I'm gonna say it. It's a childhood trauma, because and it's not like ano, I think I've talked about this na iba yung, when we think of trauma, it's like a car accident, about traumatic experience, seeing something that it's traumatic. But sometimes trauma is really a part of life. We experience it as we're born. It's traumatic. We just are popped out of our super safe womb. It's traumatic. And the whole time as we're growing up, all we're doing is learning how to regulate ourselves, our emotions, because everything is stimulating and is making us feel certain ways. And I'm sure your mom, being, you know, a single mom, she also has gone through some traumatic experiences. The thing about not giving you your privacy, that is very alarming. It's not normal. Can I just acknowledge that? It's not, absolutely not normal. And I'm a hard stop there, okay? There, we can excuse. We can keep trying to excuse, give excuses. Baka naman kasi, you know, she's lonely. She's only has me. But it's not okay. You know, it can be a fact. She can be lonely. You can be her only family. Doesn't make it okay. Okay? It's not okay. And with me, with all the parenting things that I'm learning, we have family jobs. The parent makes sure the child is safe and helps them learn how to regulate their emotions. The child, your only job is, well, you're an adult now, but the child, as a child, a parent-child relationship, the child, your job is to have emotions and to navigate it together with your parent, because that's their job, that's our job, to learn how to navigate it. Now, I don't want to get into like how you were raised, unless you want to talk about it, but like, no, keep that for your therapist. Pero I feel like a lot of the times kasi, even if we want to commend them for being for doing what they can, right? I've had a single mom for a long time now, since my dad passed, and I will share that it's been tough on me, because I felt a lot of responsibility to make sure she's okay and she's fine and she's this and she's that. And parang I made that my responsibility. And I just recently remembered, hey, boundaries. I am the child here. I'm not her husband. And there are things that they really should be doing on their own that it's clearly wala kang kinalaman doon. Boundaries, same for you. You're an adult. And it's up to you if you respect yourself, and I hope you do, or you learn to do. When you respect yourself, that is just very clearly being able to choose. And you have this ability, ha? Choosing who has access to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whew. I think it's also very important to note that we're going to have to live with the discomfort and the sad reality that we cannot fix or change anyone. Yeah. Okay? We can only control who has access to us. Okay? If your mom is doing something, and I'm not, again, let's take out the self-blame na ha. None of this is your fault. All of your reactive stuff, it's not your fault. You're working on it. We're here today. We're working on it. The more you learn, the more tools you'll have in your toolkit to move forward. And you will make mistakes. It's not an overnight thing. Pero if it keeps happening and you know you have these tools and you don't whip them out, I think medyo, that's the time we take accountability na, hey, you know what? I'm an adult. I'm a grown person. And I can take control, ha? I can take control. If my mom won't do that for herself, I'm gonna do it for myself. Okay? Kasi you can't be two kids. Diba? Do you want that? Kasi iisipin mo, shit, ang hassle kung magkakaroon kami ng hard talk. Like, ano mangyayari sa relationship namin? But hello, if this drags on, what's gonna happen to you? You're gonna end up hating her.
Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podtron community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as life coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Banjo and Vito? Talagang literally nagja-jamming kami ni Pancho and Vito, and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to gymandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom, where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa. Yay. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
But hello, if this drags on, what's going to happen to you? You're going to end up hating her.
Yeah.
Because she's choosing who you end up with. If you decide to really choose a partner, she's choosing, you're allowing her to choose your partner. The boundary there, and you have to say this out loud to yourself, is I'm not gonna allow her, okay? I, a grown woman, 25 years old, I'm not gonna allow someone else to choose who I will spend the rest of my life with. She's chosen your school, she's chosen your career. Most important thing is choosing who, not just your partner, but your friends, who you spend your life with. She doesn't get to decide that.
Yeah.
Why would she get to decide that? Diba? That's you. This is your life. This is, have you heard of codependency?
Not really.
I'm not going to label it because I'm a therapist. Pero maybe you may want to read up on that because it's kind of, I think it may have, it may resonate with you. Codependency. I feel for your mom because she's a human being. But again, we go back to, you did not decide to be brought into this world. Diba? She is the parent. That is your job. It's very, ano ba? I super understand you kasi na I get frustrated and parang I want her to be okay. I love her so much. I want her to be okay. Ayokong like nadadag pa ako, ang dami ng naging issues sa buhay niya. Tapos I'm gonna make her feel bad pa. But you know what? It doesn't have to be disrespectful, right?
Yeah.
It can just be a straight up, hey, if you really decide that you want to move out, huh? It's your decision and it's okay. It's okay. I feel like sometimes we just need to hear it, like to get, if we don't reassure ourselves, we just need to hear it from somewhere else. We just hear it like, it's actually okay. It's fine. It's a good thing. It's a good move.
Yeah.
To be on your own, to be independent, because you're never going to learn.
Yeah. That's what I'm also thinking. Actually, yes, we even had the commotion regarding about even driving. She's telling me that I don't know how to drive, but I do. It's just that she doesn't allow me to drive. And then yeah. I told her, could I use the card? And she said, no, not now. You're being what they call it? She termed that I was being too pushy naman daw. Then I was like, wait lang, you just told me that I don't know how to drive and you're quiet. Yeah. So those are like stuff that's happening recently. And
yeah,
yeah. When it comes to like the relationship stuff, I'm quite sad because like last, like recently this year, I broke up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
We were together for 4 years, but then my mom just simply doesn't like him anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a lot of fights because of it. To the fact that we are not allowed to see each other that much. Parang, she only allow us to see each other for like an hour, for 1 week, and it's quite nakakanibago kasi we've been together for how many years, and then suddenly like stuff like that's happening. And then,
wait, sorry, 4 years kayo magkasama, nagbreak kayo, tapos ngayon you're kind of working it out. But she's
not anymore because we really broke up already because we already acknowledged the fact that we broke up because of my mom. And it's quite also sad since my ex also was started to have depression because of like how my mom would judge him and all. And I'm very sorry for what happened sa kanya, and I'm trying to like be supportive as a friend, and like I try to still contact with him, pero because of my mom that triggered that depression, it's quite parang I also felt that I need to like detach myself already kasi ganun siya parang kalala. And yeah, and then like right now I'm trying to like see other people, and then she's trying to dictate like again who am I allowed to meet and not. It's quite parang napapasa lang siya from one person to another. And
have you ever addressed that with her?
Yeah, I did. And she what's parang nakakaloka kasi nga she's the one who talked to my ex. She literally went to his work to talk to him. And then she asked na parang ako ba rason kung bakit kayo nagbreak ganyan. She really clarified stuff, and then it's quite parang it's overwhelming on the side kasi nga parang it's in his workplace. Syempre na parang people would see him. He said na parang hindi tita, no. Tapos siglang okay yun lang, she went out na ready, and she told me hindi daw ako yung rason eh. Parang sabi ko Mama, hindi niya sasabihin sa'yo. Kasi nga, that's quite rude. And you're in a public place, you're with his workmates, of course, there's gonna be a commotion if that's gonna happen, right? So, of course, he wouldn't say that. And she's still denial about it. And then, what's sad about it, it's like, now she's quite regretting it since I'm also, right now, trying to meet up with other people. So sabi niya, dapat dun ka na lang ulit kay, okay, ex, supposed to say his name. Sorry. But he was and then it's quite sad since parang I broke up with him because you don't like him. Now you're trying to get us back together. It's quite confusing on both of our ends. And sabi ko, that's just how manipulative things are already. Na parang it's overwhelming. The situation is quite overwhelming. And other people are getting involved already. It's not only us na lang. Kasi nga, since, like what I said, I'm trying to like meet up with other people. And then, syempre sila, they would know that I'm already detached with my ex. Like,
yeah.
Labo. And, yeah. And what's worse is that, siya yung narereto minsan, tapos yung nireto niya, parang sabi niya, ay, ayoko na sa kanya. Tapos sabi niya, you can date other people. Tapos sabi ko, that's not something that I would want. That's quite like micro cheating or something on my end. Pero parang sabi ko, ganong kalala na parang I don't know what to do anymore since like
yeah.
He's really trying to like manipulate a lot of things. And yeah. I'm trying to like I really am verbalizing it to her that she needs to stop it because like other people are could see what's happening as well. It's not only me.
Yeah. What did she say?
Sabi niya, parang she changes the topic. Like, parang sabi niya, bata daw ako. She knows better and stuff like that. And
okay, yeah. Wait, hold on. How old is your mom?
She's 57. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you know your dad at all?
Yeah, I actually tried to reach out to my dad last month. I was like really looking for parental guidance man lang. Because my dad isn't, to be honest, he's not that much close with me, but like right now I was seeking for someone's help. And then on my dad's side naman, like he says na he couldn't really interfere as well. And what's sad about it is like I just noticed that she's been manipulative since I was a kid. Yun yun eh. Kasi nga, she would tell me that parang my dad wouldn't really want to bother seeing me. Pero like last month I get to know that he's trying to reach out. He's even going to my school and hindi ko naman siya kilala since she doesn't want to make us meet each other. And it's quite sad since na-realize ko lang na no, it's he's trying to reach out. He tried to, but it's just my mom who's insisting. And I guess that's what's kind of parang hurtful since I really am trying to like impress her to like at least make her happy. Pero parang ba't ganun? Like it's only her side ang nagiging happy, hindi ako. And it's kumbaga parang it's perfectly constructed as ever since, and it's just like ngayon lang ako na awake and yeah.
Can I ask, putting on my feeling therapist hat first, how are you with your romantic relationships or your friends? Do you find yourself having a hard time saying no when they ask you for favors? Or like the extreme na parang you're very you want to control everything. Like what how do you feel like you are?
That's something that I'm trying to like it's something that I'm trying to acknowledge. I'm quite scared to become controlling as well.
Okay. May parang you feel like may tendency ka ganun.
I try to acknowledge the fact that baka maging controlling ako, since that is the nature that I was brought up to, and that I would always tell that, can you correct me? But like I tell my friends na parang could you see if ever I'm trying to like control situations, kasi nga sabi ko I don't want to end up absorbing whatever she would do. And I guess also sa kanya, on my mom's part, I would tell her that I don't want to control you. I would let you be. The only thing that I could control is my own feelings and my own actions. So parang yun, I think I'm not aware of my actions before, since ngayon lang ako parang medyo nagising na parang there's this thing that's happening. And people right now who would know me right now are quite lucky, since I think I became a better person for the past few months, and also the past probably couple of the past couple of months, kasi nga parang na-acknowledge ako na fact na parang may tendency na yun nang mangyayari. And I'm not really sure, to be honest, because probably I became also a red flag na I'm also controlling, and I'm parang I guess people just don't want to like tell me or try to like acknowledge the fact that I might be a controlling as well. And parang right now at least nagkaroon na ako ng parang may tendency,
self-awareness.
Yeah, there's a self-awareness that's happening, and yeah.
No, because why I brought that up is because that is that's something that is linked with one or two archetypes of childhood trauma, which I will, you know what, I'm gonna open it up either here. One of the archetypes that I mentioned kanina, it's having a parent who vicariously lives through you or molds and shapes you. So yun yung making decisions for you, parang tinatry na ipasok sa head mo na ito yung magiging, like, what you're supposed to be. And then the other one is having a parent who does not model boundaries, obviously, with the getting your phone and all of that, not giving you privacy. That is one. And if we were trying to, ito, sige, kasi I feel like it's, again, you said it's not comfortable and you feel guilty. Is that correct? Talking about your mom. So let's humanize her for a bit. Okay. So let's imagine her being a young girl and maybe it felt really bad that things didn't work out with your dad and it was incredible pain. And so she had you and you're all, like, everything that is, you are the most important thing to her. Not saying it's okay, huh? But this is how she's coping. She's doing everything she can to protect you and make sure you don't feel the pain that she experienced, because that was wild pain. And sometimes, this is why I'm always, I'm giving you a backstory na hindi naman totoo, pero like hypothetically. Pero this is why I always push for learning how to regulate our emotions, which is something I'm still learning how to do. Because when there is something painful, we just try, our tendency is to just run away from it and to just not ever experience it because it's, I'm sad and it feels so heavy here and like it's just, I don't want to feel it, so I'm just gonna run away and you know what? I'm bubuhos ko na lang lahat, gagawin kong buhay ko yung anak ko. Doon ako mag-focus. Doon na lang. Kasi hindi ko na maramdaman to, hindi ko na i-address, hindi ko pag-uusapan. All I'm gonna do is take care of my kid how I know. So that's, in her mind, it's love. She doesn't mean to, like, I'm gonna be a really, like, evil mom and I'm gonna control her. I don't think that's her. I mean, like, do you think? I doubt it, right? This is her way of showing, again, it's not right. But just to try to kind of understand where she's coming from, this is how love is for her. Maybe she had people in her past who did the same thing to her. This is what she sees, what she knows as love, and so she's doing it to you. She's controlling, she's manipulating, she's making sure kung may magkamali, it's because of her and not anyone else. The hardest thing about parenting is letting go. It's the hardest thing. I can't even think about, like, oh my God, like, magda-drive na si Vito, ganon. Oh my God. What if, you know, he's having, like, experiences and, like, going to a bar, and the most I can do is equip him, diba, with a toolkit. So, number one would be emotional regulation, which I'm sorry to say, we, you and me, my generation, most of us, were not taught. Two would be, like, common sense, with, like, don't drink and drive and all of that. But again, emotional regulation, I come back to that, because if your mom knew, or no, because it's not too late, if she knew how to regulate her emotions, which is to honor your emotions, honor it, feel it, don't run away from it, feel it. Honoring it is validating it. It's happening. I'm sad. Most of us, ang bigat, ayoko maging sad. Let's do something else. Mag-inom na lang ako. Mag-yossi ako. Kain na lang ako. So these are, it's called maladaptive coping techniques. Gusto mo yun? Feeling nila ko. Maladaptive. But what we want to do is equip ourselves with adaptive strategies, right? Things that will be good for us in the long term. And what's happening to your mom, I'm really, bless her heart. I hope she deals with that. Again, it's not your responsibility. You are not her parent. But this is the first step. You talking about it, being aware, going to therapy, coming here to coaching, knowing you're not alone, this is the first step for you to not fall into that cycle. Now, you are going to do this to your future child if you decide to have one. thinking that that's love. This is love. That's always what's happening. It's generational trauma, right? So yeah. For you, and when you were saying the things about self-harm and, you know, sometimes that's a symptom of us not wanting to feel, na, diba? Because it feels so heavy and I just want to distract myself. So I'm going to do something else, para I'm going to stop feeling. But you know what? If we open up our minds to think that our feelings are what make us human and what make this, it's what a life to live, right? Na, I'll put myself, I'll say things from my experience. I've gone through a lot of grief, a lot of emotions. And while I validate those feelings, those facts, nag-freeze ba ako? Okay na?
Sure.
While I acknowledge that those things happened, it really does make things today, it makes me, I really appreciate the things that I have today. So while we hold space for our bad feelings, holding space means containing it. I can be a container of these feelings because you know what? Our tendency is, oh, I don't know how to contain these feelings. Paboto ko na lang sa iba. So I snap at someone. Yeah. Kasi, shit, kinokontrol ako ng mom ko. So I'll just fucking like, sorry for the words. I'll be a bitch to someone today. Kasi hindi ko makontain eh. No, or we just shove it deep down. Ayoko ma-feel. So let's just like, not like, keep it in and like, just, okay, do something else. And that's where the bad habits come from. The vaping, the smoking, because it distracts you. It's good right now. I don't want to shame those who do these maladaptive coping techniques. This is what we do to survive. But acknowledge it. Do it. Try to keep lowering and lowering and then move towards more adaptive ones that will be good for us in the long term, right? So don't judge yourself. Enough the self-blame. You know it's not your fault. You're not a parent. You're not her parent. You're not her husband. I know it's romantic thinking about, she's my partner in crime.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're her child. Okay? And alam mo, there is a lot of shame. Pag kumare, if you ever decide to talk to her, and things don't go well and she takes it the wrong way. And then what if you end up just not having her in your life anymore? That's sad. That's really sad. And of course, there's shame because as humans, we're thinking like, well, yung friends ko, okay yung relationship nila with their families. Like, bakit ako hindi? What are they gonna say? Am I disrespectful? Am I a bad child? Is it wrong? Because society dictates that we're supposed to respect our parents no matter what. They're older. Sila yung may nakakaalam, whatever. But you know what? It's usually, that's the case because they assume you have a respectful, emotionally mature parent.
Yeah.
And how, like, why are you disrespecting your really nice, emotionally mature parent? But you know what? They don't know that she is not being a very good parent. Did she do things for you guys to survive? Yes, we acknowledge that. My God, look at you. You're 25. You've graduated. You, diba? You're nakakain ka. You have a roof over your head. She did things to survive. Thank you, mom. But that does not mean that that's you doing your job, mom. You kept me alive. You kept me safe. Nobody, you know, nobody ran over me. But that's your job. I'm not gonna say, thank you so much. Thank you. Please let me be your slave forever because I'm alive. That's your job, mom. Now my job is to learn how to not to regulate my emotions so I can be a person of the society who will make it a better world, right? Because what are we on earth for, diba? And you sharing this story, that's one step. Your Padron Sims here, they've learned a lot, and also I'm sure, you know, maybe it might have resonated with them as well. It certainly did for me. So thank you for sharing your story. It's wild that you're tama nga si sino nag-comment. Somebody said paano ka daw hindi umiiyak. I know. It's
like, I'm trying to hold my feelings. I'm writing it.
After this, ha, have a good cry if you need, ha.
Yes.
Process it, because that's how we deal with our emotions. We validate it. I'm feeling this. We'll cry if we need to release. And then, okay. And that was, when you feel things, and then when it passes through, and then you remember, and then you realize later, like after, honestly, maybe a minute, two, five, you'll see na, sobrang nakapagod yun, but you know what? I'm here. I'm alive. I lived through it. I can't believe I can be a container for these feelings. And you're just pouring it out, you know? Let me now trying to come up with a metaphor. Rinse it. And, you know, let's fill it up with, I want to say, am I labeling her by calling her a toxic parent? Mm-hmm. But if she's using her thumb to open your phone, I mean,
yeah.
Right? As harsh as it may sound, let's call a spade, she is being a very toxic parent. And I think you have control over who has access to your phone and to you and to your relationships. And you can tell her, hey, mom, I really want to keep you in my life and keep this as peaceful as we can do. But here are some things that I need from you. Not ask her. These are what you need from her. So my phone, this is my privacy. And you always, alam mo magandang, let's say bala sa parents is, if you, like, do you think you didn't bring me up well ba? Kasi parang you're not trusting me. Yeah. And I need your trust. Kasi, so you can tell her na, you know, kasi ako, I have so much respect for you and how you raised me alone. And I need that trust to be there. So I need you to trust me. And I need to trust you that you will not go through my phone, go through my private things, you know, not have a CCTV in your room, not yeah. sleep in your bed when you want to lie down with your partner. I mean, if yeah. pero kasi sige, let's say oh, may rules siya, edi, well, you know, get out of there. wait lang, may notes pa ako dito. Ayan, here. Remember, you can write this down. Just because she's my mother doesn't mean her priorities outweigh mine. Okay, just because she's my mother, it doesn't mean her priorities outweigh mine. Okay? And when you were a child, you did not have the choices that you have today. Okay? Today, you are 25 years old. You've lived enough to know that this is not right. And you have choices that you can make and choices that you should be making for yourself. Self-respect. Self-respect means you decide who gets access to you. Okay? We're not required to do what our parents want. All the time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes yeah, bigay mo, but then you know, there are times na you know what?
Boundaries.
This is my boundary. Yeah. And again, thank you for sharing your story. You have so many Podsibs who are cheering you on.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mom. Yeah. And also Podsibs.
I'm gonna read some. Okay. Jumia says, my mom is overprotective of me, especially during college. Malayo din kasi ako from home, like Bicol to Laguna. So every now and then, they text or call me to know my whereabouts. She would always tell me, may tiwala ako sa'yo, sa environment, wala. But because of all that, I learned not to tell them everything na din, but remain to be responsible naman. Minsan lang, ayoko na ng unnecessary tension between us or mag-worry ang parents ko. Yeah, so parang, yeah, compromise. But, ano ba? How do I word this? Pero again, what works for you, alam mo yon, madalas kasi we're always thinking na parang it's our responsibility, but we're never responsible for someone's emotions. I'm not responsible for my child's emotions. Your mom's not. I mean, I'm only responsible for, kumbaga, for teaching them, equipping them. Pero yung nararamdaman nila, if you feel really angry, that's your emotion, right? Mm-hmm. And ikaw, if your mom gets sad about you wanting to pull back, it's not, she's in charge of her emotions, okay? It's the same as diba, lagi nga sinasabi ng mga tao, no one is allowed to make you feel bad without your permission. It's the same thing, right? Anyway, dami ko sinabi. I hope this call helped.
Yes, it does.
And I'm really rooting for you. You're an independent woman. You know it. You know it, right? And
so really,
huwag mo na ibabalik yung CCTV na yan.
Actually, but I think she even told me bakit hindi ko pa daw binabalik. Sabi ko na lang, it's too high. Pero you know, just trying to like not place it back anymore. It's quite sick lang kasi. Yeah.
I think i-acknowledge mo rin sa kanya yung fear niya of your feelings and your safety. But no, you acknowledge that and then you say what you will do to help ease her paranoia. Like you can say, I'll message you when I get to a place. We can start there, diba? I can tell you what time I'm going home. I'll honor, you know, not because I need to, but because I want to. Okay? All right. I hope things go well. Thanks, Danny. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That was a really nice conversation. What a strong girl. Okay. All right. Thanks, Pod Kids. Thank you for sending Danny a lot of words of support. Oh, Yuko said, more book recos about this, please, Pod Mom. Hmm. Ah, it's Yuko. Well, that's one. And then the one that I, yung adults, adult children of emotionally immature parents. Hindi ko pa siya nababasa, pero I am. Binili ko na siya. And then the one that I always refer to is How to Do the Work by Dr. Nicole Lepera. That's like really a good book to read when you're figuring out like, am I okay? You can also follow her on Instagram. She's called The Holistic Psychologist. I learn a lot from her, and reading the book just makes it a real holistic understanding. So there. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope to see you next month. Bye.
We back.
On Meta.
We back.
Join the new official group for AfterPod Quintuhans at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Also, we always love hearing what you guys think. So share your stories and tag us on Instagram at Wake Up with Jim and Sab, at Jimbacaro, and at Sab Magalona.